The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. I'm your host, Stoner Jesus, of course. It's time now for the debut of Masturbation Karaoke. St. Peter is in his little booth. Thankfully, I cannot see him below his chest area. He's going to masturbate and sing Journey's Don't Stop Believing, I Believe It Is. We've got the track here ready. And now that this is all set up, I got to admit, this is a really bad idea. This is a really bad idea. I don't think that... Well, we got to go through with it. I mean, I fucking plugged the shit out of it. It's Masturbation Karaoke. It's a big deal for the show. So, oh, God. I guess, you know, without further ado, St. Peter, let me turn your mic on here. And I believe that you have your pants off.
Yeah, of course, Jesus.
All right. Well, hit it, man.
Okay, here we go.
You get the track
all
on,
right,
dumbass.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to start.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
This is such a bad
that
idea.
That feels good. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Such a bad idea.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Just a small town girl.
Oh, shit.
Living in a lonely world.
Whose idea was this again?
She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Such a bad idea. Let me be on record. This is awful.
Just a city boy.
I can't watch.
Born and raised in South Detroit.
What's going on with your face?
He took the midnight
train. What the fuck?
Go with it.
Oh. Dude, that's... Oh. What the fuck are you doing with your face,
man? Shut up, Jesus.
Oh, my...
You're making this... God. Making it tough. I need to finish before the song's over. You're talking, it's making me flaccid. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
A singer in a smoky room.
I can't look. I can't
smell
look at
it. Smell of wine and cheap perfume.
Oh, the sound is...
For a smile they can't share the night. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting.
Dude, I can't.
The boulevard.
I can't look at this.
Their shadows.
I think I should turn out a sound. Searching, but I don't know when he's done or when he wins. Oh my God, the sound is awful.
Street lights.
It's so bad.
And people.
It's so bad.
Living just to find emotion in.
Oh my God, just look.
Hiding.
Oh my God, what are you doing? What?
Somewhere.
What the fuck is going on with your face?
In the night.
Holy shit. This is so bad.
Oh, yeah, I'm close. Shut up, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. You keep fucking talking. Killing the mood. Oh, I'm working hard to get my fill. Everybody wants a thrill. Paying anything to roll the dice. Just one more time.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I give up.
Some
I give up. It's fucking truce, man. You
I'm
win.
Close.
You win,
the
Peter.
Sing the
God,
blues.
Just stop.
Oh, the movie never ends.
Just stop.
It goes on and on.
Oh, my God.
Here he comes, Jesus.
Don't. Oh, my God.
Here it comes.
Oh, my fucking God. This is
oh
so
my
bad.
God.
Oh, my God. Get that off. Turn that off. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, he's still going. Oh, my God. I don't know if he has to clean that up. Holy shit. I am mortified. There's like chills going down my back. Like a baby just got ran over by a semi-truck. Oh, my God. That doesn't describe the horrificness of this scene. Don't you fucking stand up, you bastard. Do not fucking stand up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to shield my face. I'm going to shield my face so I can get the fuck out of this. There's music and other shit coming up. We may be back. We may not. I don't know.
Oh. This is kind of cool. Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stones, Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Fuck yeah. Welcome, everyone. The Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 26. Recording live on January 25th, 2018. I'm your host, Joe Clare. Better known as Stoner Jesus, of course. I'm going to see my alter ego, Joe Clare, over at Marijuana Times. Right there. The Marijuana Times Show, searching on YouTube, Facebook, a bunch of other places. It's weed news. It's me telling you weed news. You share it on your social media networks. We're also on Apple Podcasts. Search the Marijuana Times on there. For the Stoner Jesus Show, well, there's lots of ways you can get in touch with the show. At StonerJesus420 on Twitter. StonerJesus420 at Gmail. For the email, we're on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. You can also search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. And find our group for the show, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Search it. Seek and ye shall find, as they say. Got some show news coming up. Voicemail from St. Peter. Celebrity news. A hate group softball league update. Last few weeks we've had a lot of interviews. No interviews today. Just me. So you may want to turn off now. Am I right? No, it's going to be good. I promise. Okay. It'll be decent. It'll be decent enough for you to maybe want to stick around. Hopefully. We'll see. lots of stuff going on in the world of the show. Of course, we really don't do weed news anymore, as I point out, because of the Marijuana Times Show. And that is the reason you really don't hear that anymore. Here's the thing. We used to do the show live. If you're a fan of the show, if you're a long-time listener of the show, you know this. You know these chapter and verse shows that you can get on video, by the way, if you're a Patreon subscriber, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Of course, the audio version is free and will always be free at StonerJesus.net. We're on other platforms as well, CannabisRadio.com, Stitcher, iTunes, places like that. You can just search the Stoner Jesus Show to find us on any of those. And it's all linked to StonerJesus.net, by the way. But if you want the video version of the show, the full video version of the show, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. So, all the chapter and verse episodes we've done on the show have been recorded live. And the interviews have been recorded and all that. We used to do the show live. We used to stream it live, mostly on Spreaker for many years. We never really streamed live video because I really didn't have the software to do it that well. I do have the software now. The software that I do the show on now, I've tested it on Twitter/Periscope and on Facebook. It streams live with no problems. I could be streaming live right now, but I just, you know, I'm one of those people that, as you know, I like to build things up, get a little drama going, a lot of promotion, have people ready for the event on the date that the event takes place. I'm not one of these people that's going to be like, oh, hey, let's do it live today. That's cool. We'll stream it live on Facebook or whatever. I still have to test out YouTube because the Marijuana Times Show one day will probably be live as well. And we're going to want to do that on YouTube. As for the Stoner Jesus Show, I don't think there's any point in broadcasting live on YouTube because we have 230 subscribers on there. When we can just broadcast live on Twitter and Periscope, which is over 150,000 followers. Over 15,000 on Facebook, that's also a good place. So what I really want to start doing eventually, sometime in the next few weeks, we'll start going live, probably on Sunday nights, and we'll stream live on Twitter/Periscope and on Facebook. It's like 167,000 followers. That's pretty much the maximum I'm going to be able to get as far as reach when it comes to social media and streaming live. What I want to do is do a two-hour show on Sunday nights. The first hour will be free on Twitter, Periscope, and Facebook. You'll be able to see all that, and then I'll keep recording. The second hour, we'll do a second hour. Those two full hours will go on Patreon. So the Patreon subscribers, the Stoner Jesus 420,
at Patreon, patreon.com/nerdjesus420. Those subscribers will always be able to get the full show, the full two-hour show. And if they want to see the second hour on video, if you want to see what we got going on the second hour on video, which will be a lot of interviews and, you know, bits you haven't heard and just, you know, all kinds of crazy shit. I might even start drinking. I may even take up alcoholism for the second hour for the Patreon subscribers. You never know. In any case, that's the plan. You won't, the first hour will be streamed free. The second hour will be up on Patreon. You'll be able to see the full thing on Patreon. You know, download it, whatever you want to do. So that, hopefully that's what we're going to do sometime next few weeks. Stay tuned to my social media, Twitter, Facebook, all that. I will let you know. I'll also let you know if you're part of the Disciples of Stoner Jesus group on Facebook. Search Disciple of Stoner Jesus. As I said, to find that group. Before we go to break, we do have a voicemail from St. Peter. There you see an artist rendering of him. Very, it's not as, I don't think this voicemail is as brutal as the masturbation karaoke you heard at the beginning of the show is, because that was probably the most, one of the most brutal things that's ever happened in the history of the show. In any case, without further ado, new voicemail from St. Peter.
Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. I know I haven't called in a while or left a voicemail or whatever. It's been a long few weeks. I'm headed back to the studio. I think that I'm going the right direction. I'm not sure. I'm really, really, like, tired, Jesus. I'm really sleepy. I've been staying at this homeless shelter and, wherever I am, I'm not really sure. I've been staying at this homeless shelter with these homeless guys. They're a pretty weird bunch. I don't get much sleep. I think Jesus, I'm part of a homeless gang, like a gang of like toughs and ruffians. I'm not really sure. They mumble a lot, and you know what they say really doesn't make any like sense. They're talking at me, and I'm not.
Join the club.
I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, but then we, like, go out and we, like, you know, like, knock over parking meters and push people into the gutter and steal their hats and steal women's purses and stuff and push them into the street. I think that's gang activity. I'm not really sure, Jesus. I don't know. I think I'm in a homeless gang. It's weird. It's weird because I don't know. But that's what I think, and that's only really the explanation I can think of. I really gotta get out of here, Jesus. It's really, it's messing with my head. It's like, you know, it's like we go out at night and, like, do, like gang stuff, and then we come back, and, like, I don't get much sleep, and I'm really tired. And, my pillow is this woman's purse, that we robbed, and she had, like, a bunch of butterscotch candies in her purse, but, like, no money. It was a really disappointing night for the gang, I think. You know, it was one of those nights where you just go out and you work your butt off and you come back with nothing. You come back with a fucking purse full of butterscotch and it sucks. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, I'm coming back to the studio. Jesus, I don't like this. I don't think I'm cut out for homeless gangery. I don't think this is my calling in life. I'm not a tough, you know. Not into, homeless gang shenanigans or whatnot. So, I need to get out of here, Jesus. But I'm not sure what happens if you try to leave. I don't think it's one of those mafia things where, like, they'll kill you if you try to leave. Or it's also possible that they wouldn't even notice that I'm gone. They might not even remember I ever existed. Like I said, Jesus, I really can't get a handle on these people or what they're talking about. I think they have mental problems. They keep mentioning Vietnam and shit. I don't know. So, anyway. That's an update. Jesus, what I got going on? It's not good. I think I'm in a homeless gang. I'm tired. I'll be back there soon. Hopefully. You know.
Hopefully not.
I hope you didn't run out of my basement. That would suck. I really need it now. I'm homesick. I gotta go out tonight and really take out my anger and my aggression and my problems on the, you know, some old person walking down the street.
What?
You know. Because I think that's what we do. I'm not sure. Okay, yeah, fuck you, Jesus.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that was. What the fuck was that? He's in a homeless gang. I don't even know what that means. I hope he doesn't make it back here. Oh, God. Just, that was like almost, that was 3.5 minutes of just pure misery. And that's just a voicemail. Imagine if he's there in his little fucking booth. Holy shit. Oh, I shouldn't play this voicemail. Now I'm down. Now I'm down and I'm going to be sad the rest of the show. Fucking St. Peter. God damn you. I hate you. I hate you, St. Peter. If you're listening, I fucking hate you, you bastard. Staring Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 26. Returning to live soon. Can't wait. Can't wait till St. Peter's here for that. God, this would be awful. What have I done? What am I doing with my life? Hate Group Softball League. Coming up, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google. I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Fortunate to have Michael Brewer of Brewer and Shipley. Your signature top 10 song, One Toke Over the Line. I've read a couple different versions of what the tune's origins are. What's the true story?
We were playing a little club in Kansas City. A friend stopped by with some really good hash. We stepped out back and came back in. We're tuning up in the dressing room, and Tom said, man, I'm really one toke over the line. And I just cracked up. I thought it was hysterical. We literally wrote that song just entertaining ourselves and to make our friends laugh.
It's time to Hemp Present, only on Cannabis Radio.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Holy shit, that was loud. What the fuck? That's hardcore. Won't be using that again. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 26. Welcome back, everybody. Ooh. That'll wake you up. Nothing will, yo. In any case, we've got a lot going on today. We've got a Hit Group Softball League update coming up. Also, course, some celebrity news a little bit later. As I mentioned in the first segment, returning to live streaming soon. Keep you updated on the various social media networks. Of course, everybody's listening on stonerjesus.net, canvasradio.com, the free audio version. Thank you. If you want the video version of the show, go check out patreon.com/stonerjesus. 420. It's patreon.com/stonerjesus420. You get all the chapter and verse video versions of the show. And as I said, when we return to live streaming, the second hour will be exclusive for Patreon subscribers. Help support the show, only $5 a month. That would be awesome. If you did that, it's time now for a Hate Group Softball League update. If you're new to the show, you may not realize the greatest thing I ever did was create the Hate Group Softball League. Healing the hate through the medium of slow pitch underhand softball. The premise was basic and simple. Get the hate groups together, make them field a softball team. They play each other and get out their aggressions on the softball field, thereby reducing hate. And studies have shown that worldwide hate has been reduced by roughly 3.3% through softball and softball-related activities. I take full credit for that because I don't see anybody healing the hate. Anyone else healing the hate through the medium of slow-pitch underhand softball but myself. We did 7 seasons. It was great. We used to broadcast live from the championship games. It was so successful, we even started, for the winter months, the Hate Group Bowling League. Healing the hate through the medium of indoor league bowling. That didn't go as well. Things have deteriorated to a point where we no longer do the Hate Group Softball League. It saddens me. It saddens me like no other failure in my life. Because as I said, nothing I've ever created was as good as the Hate Group Softball League. I was healing hate through softball. Was anyone else doing that? Of course not. Google that shit. No one was doing that but me. I like to say people are copying me now and they're pretenders carrying on my legacy, but sadly they're not. It's a shame. I thought at least one person would have continued my legacy, but no, no, no. Okay, it's fine. Here's the thing. Here's the irony of the whole thing. Things got bad there at the end. There's been some litigation initiated. I will talk about that here in a minute. But in the end, ironically, I think I may have done what I set out to do in the first place. You see, last time we talked about the Hate Group Softball League, it was a few months ago. It was maybe November. I don't know, October. I can't remember. It's not important. Since then, the show has been sued for discrimination in a joint suit from the KKK and the Black Panthers. That's right. the KKK and the Black Panthers, whose massive, epic prank war was the final nail in the coffin of the hate group softball league. Destroyed everything that I built. They've now come together, the KKK and the Black Panthers, to sue the show for discrimination. Not only that, their lawyer, I have it on good authority, the Black Panthers wanted a Jew, and the KKK nixed that. There wasn't going to be a Jew lawyer. But they did hire an Hispanic lawyer. That's right, the Black Panthers and the KKK in their joint suit against the show for discrimination hired a Hispanic lawyer, Jose Rodriguez Montalban. At least that's what his business card said. Jose Rodriguez Montalban. The problem with this is I don't think he speaks a word of English. I met him in my lawyer's office a few weeks ago. He spoke entirely Spanish. I have no idea what he said. None. He may have said that you're cool, Stoner Jesus, you don't have to pay us anything. But I wouldn't know because I don't speak Spanish. My lawyer didn't speak Spanish. So we listened to this dude just ramble on in Spanish for a little while, and then I left. I have no idea what's going on. It's not good. It's not good. Things are not rosy in the world of the Stoner Jesus show. But as I said a few minutes ago, the irony is this. When I started the Hate Group Softball League, I was looking to heal the hate. Now look what I've done. I've brought together the KKK and the Black Panthers in unity against a common enemy. The common enemy is me, but you know what you're going to do. It's got to be somebody. You know. Much as like I was persecuted and nailed to a cross, now must I be persecuted in the name of healing the hate and bringing together the KKK and the Black Panthers and their Hispanic lawyer to sue me after they destroyed my greatest creation. So that's where we are with Hate Group Softball League. I used to give you scores and stuff and tell you about guys with funny names hitting home runs, but no, not anymore. I used to heal the hate through the meme of slow pitch underhand softball, but not anymore. Now we are in litigation as a sign of our times, I guess. The Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 26. We're going to take a break and then come back with some celebrity news. We'll check out some videos. I'm still trying to integrate that technology smoothly into the show. I think I found a way for the most part. We'll talk about all that coming up here on the Stoner Jesus Show. Keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. We'll be back. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus. To get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stonerjesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at nextbardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, lady marijuana, llama, tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
Welcome to Cannabis Confidential. I'm your host, Dr. Dina. We've got David Faustino on the line, Bud Bundy from Married with Children. Did you feel nervous being a celebrity walking into a weed store?
I don't remember at all being like, ooh, I'm scared someone's going to take my picture.
What are they going to say? Bud Bundy smokes bud? I mean, come on.
It wouldn't be a big shocker. Hey, this is David Faustino, and I'm on Cannabis Confidential with my girl Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 26. It's time for some celebrity news. Now, as I mentioned before the break, I've been trying to integrate more video. Like, no, not just the video, you're looking at me, but and the still pictures and the graphics and things like that. But actual video, other videos into the video show. Now, I have two ways I can do that. One is from a different computer. I pulled the feed from that computer onto this one. That's what I'm gonna do with this first video, because I wasn't able to download this video because of copyright things, because of Conan O'Brien. It's Kathy Bates teaching Conan O'Brien how to act stoned. There's two other videos. I was able to download those, so I'll play them directly from the software. Those should go fine. The first one has a possibility of not going very well. Maybe choppy. The fucking audio may be fucked up and piss me off. You never know. But it is time for celebrity news. So we're going to check this shit out. This first video is from YouTube. Conan O'Brien. Kathy Bates teaches Conan how to act stoned. Her show Disjointed, which is on Netflix. The second 10 episodes are up on Netflix now. She has to act stoned for the show at times, of course, when her character is stoned. So let us check that out, and hopefully the sound comes through well, and hopefully everything's fine.
In show business, an adage among actors that one of the hardest things to do in the world is act drunk. Mm-hmm. That it's a real challenge if you're an actor to pretend you're drunk, because people can sense, audiences can sense when someone's just hamming it up and doing a cartoonish version and when it's accurate.
Right.
On your show, you have to act high. I'm wondering if that's the same kind of challenge.
Well, there was a particular challenge in one episode where Ruth gets, you know, she twists her ankle, and so she really overdoes it. She has like a really potent strain. Mm-hmm. So I had to really, you know, go there like you can't stop laughing.
Right. And that is probably the best way to depict someone who is
stoned.
Is stoned is just by giggling and laughing.
Well, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I mean, when I've been stoned,
yeah,
sometimes I laugh till I can't stop laughing. Do you
want
to try it with me now? Have you ever
sure.
done that? Okay. But okay.
So what do you want me to do? You want to pretend I'm stoned?
Yeah, but you have to laugh, like hysterically.
Okay. All right. So do we just start talking about something? Like the weather? What do we do? How do we get into it? The weather is... the weather...
the weather is better. Okay. I think I did it better than him. Okay. Oh. See, you don't even really have to make any sound.
Yeah, see, what I was doing... You're right, I was making noises. Also, my guy wasn't stoned. My guy was having a nervous breakdown. That's what I was doing. I think that where you're just
so
crying and laughing at the same time.
Yeah, but I don't call that a nervous breakdown.
No.
I call that the happiest part of life.
So the audio was a little choppy. If you're watching the video itself was a little choppy, which is annoying. That's what I mean about that, doing the videos that way. There's another way to do the videos, which I'm about to show you, which seems much better. So the videos I'm able to actually download and then play through the software, those work much better than, you know, the previous. By the way, in reference to that Conan O'Brien video, as much as stoner stereotypes annoy us, they're probably right. I mean, if you've ever walked down the street and you saw someone just laughing fucking hysterically, over the top, like, you thought to yourself, oh, that motherfucker's stoned. I mean, really. He's fucked up. So anyway, I don't know if you saw this next story. It's from TMZ. It's Flavor Flav getting a beatdown in a casino. Yeah, that's right. Check this shit out.
Stop it.
Stop it. You better stop it.
Stop it.
Stop being that Flavor Flav.
Stop it. Stop it.
I said stop it.
You better stop it right now, boy.
You better stop it right now, boy. Just whooping up on poor Flavor Flav. Damn, son.
Right down there, that guy in the black.
Got him. He assaulted Flava Flav, national treasure. Arrest that motherfucker.
We're TMZ if you like our vibe.
So there you go. It's TMZ. Flavor Flav getting this beat down. I mean, it's not cool. The actual act itself is not fucking cool. I mean, I don't know what it started over. I don't know what Flavor Flav said. I don't know if these guys had beef before, if they were strangers, if they knew each other. I don't know anything about anything other than the video I just saw. I mean, I'm sure the guy wasn't just walking through the casino. He was like, is that that motherfucker used to wear the big clock? Oh, I hate that dude. I'm going to go whip his ass. Flavor Flav, I mean, he's a little dude. If you ever watched Flavor of Love, every woman on that show was much bigger than him. He's almost midget proportions. You just can't say midget anymore, can you? He was little people proportions. No, midget proportions sounds much better. So last story. You may have heard yesterday was big news. It's a Larry Nassar guy. Apparently he was a doctor for a U.S. gymnastics team. And he used that opportunity over the years to assault dozens and dozens, and I think maybe over 100 girls and women. A real piece of shit. A real fucking piece of shit. But there's another part of this story. I'll play this. I believe this is from E! News. I'm not sure. We'll see. They'll identify themselves. And anyway, I'll comment on it after that.
Justice has finally prevailed for the brave women who came forward in the Team USA abuse scandal.
That's right. Their courage has inspired us all. And now the monster who put them through hell is going to spend the rest of his life behind bars.
It is my privilege, sir. I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months. I've just signed your death warrant.
Allie, Michaela, Simone, Gabby, Jordan. The girls got it done. And the emotions were clear. The sports doctor who sexually abused them will now spend the rest of his life behind bars.
I'm kind of at a loss for words right now. I've been crying all day, but I'm so happy.
After the powerful sentencing, Simone Biles tweeted, "To Judge Aquilina, thank you. You are my hero. He will no longer have the power to steal our happiness or joy."
Larry, you should have been locked up a long, long time ago.
Allie Raisman,
"I'm angry with myself for not recognizing the abuse, and that's something I'm struggling with today."
Jordan Weber and their fellow gymnasts helped give a voice to the over 150 victims who were molested under the guise of his care.
"I find that you don't get it, that you're a danger. You remain a danger.
Your victims are clearly changing to your court, and I know there are still some who ask, are you broken?"
So apparently, this dude, he really pisses this judge off. I think there's maybe a couple things at work here, but first thing at work is this. He's pissed this judge off. He writes this letter, apparently, portraying himself as the victim, you know, blah, blah, blah. The sentence is harsh, wah, wah, wah. You know, poor pity me who assaulted over 150 women. You know, let me get out my tiny violin and play it for you. So he really pisses this judge off. But I also think there's part of this, the way this judge acts and the things she says. She's, I don't want to say over the top, because I don't think you can be over the top in this circumstance. But there is kind of a twinge of, hey, this is going to be seen on the internet. I'm going to be badass to this dude because he deserves it. And it's going to be fucking cool. Which it is pretty cool. She's like, "I signed your death warrant." She takes his letter and like tosses it dramatically. And the whole thing is, you know, she knows the internet's going to eat it up. And the internet is eating it up because, you know, this guy's a piece of shit. And everybody hates him because of, you know, the aforementioned piece of shitness that he possesses. Anyway, continuing, E! News.
The judge couldn't hold back her disgust reading a letter Larry Nassar wrote about his victims.
Here's a letter.
Oh, this, yeah. This letter?
Do that shit, bitch. What?
2 months after your plea, tells me that you have not yet owned what you did.
Not only did the girls triumph, they have totally changed the game. They claimed USA Gymnastics was allowing the abuse to go on, letting Larry continue to treat patients. The organization denies those claims, but three top executives have resigned. And today, the Olympic Committee promises they too will make big changes. In an open letter, they wrote, "The Olympic family is among those that have failed you. I know this apology is not enough."
Seems they're obviously right in that U.S. gymnastics, the people who have seen this dude and this program, there was a problem. There was a major fucking problem. Over 150 girls and women, that had to come to light to someone. And then someone made a decision that, no, we're not going to do anything about that. How do you come to that decision anyway? I mean, who's this guy? He's so fucking special. You think to yourself, oh, well, you know. Because you can't be thinking, well, I'll just cover it up and it'll never come to light. That shit always comes to light. 150 women? I mean, seriously? That's not going to come out at some point? But something is, I mean, I had to make the decision at some point that, well, we're not going to make a big deal about this. And I don't know how you come to that decision. How you don't immediately, as soon as it comes to your attention, say, hey, what the fuck? This guy's got to go. We're going to call the police. We're going to tell them everything that happened. We're going to get this motherfucker locked up. You don't make the decision, oh, well, we'll just let him, you know. We'll keep sending more girls to him. That's what we'll do. We'll keep sending more women and more girls to him to be examined in a medical setting where they have to take their clothes off. That's fucking, it's a great idea. We'll do that. We'll do that instead of calling the cops. We'll leave him in this position of power over dozens upon dozens upon dozens of girls. How you make that decision, who made that decision, I have no fucking idea. It's quite bizarre. In any case, well, thank everybody for watching and for listening, whether it's on stonerjesus.net or cannabisradio.com or iTunes or any of the other platforms. Or of course, the video version of the show on patreon.com/stonerjesus420. We return to live shows very soon, live streaming. It'll be awesome. Hope you join us. Thanks, everybody. Keep spreading the word about stonerjesus.net. And as always, peace, bitches.